Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. A few program reminders for upcoming events before we head into the new year. First of all, want to remind folks again that continuing instructional courses for local commercial pesticide applicators must be completed by the end of December. We are hosting those classes as well as reshows on demand here in the Cass County Extension Office, but I want to remind folks who still need to attend that training that they need to request those training dates before Thursday, December 15th. Year-end is always a busy time, and we don't want anyone to miss an opportunity to attend their annual required training. Now, the reshow dates can occur after December 15th, but we do need to have them on our calendar before the 15th of December to be honored. To ensure a spot on the training schedule, give us a call before the 15th of December, 712-243-1132, to schedule your time for your commercial applicator continuing education program. Also coming up before the end of the year, beef exhibitors at the 2017 Cass County Fair should make plans to attend the Beef Weigh-In set for Saturday, December 17th from 8 a.m. to noon. If you have questions or for more information on the weigh-in is in the December 4-H newsletter, or you can give our office a call for more details. That is the Beef Weigh-In Saturday, December 17th, 8 a.m. to noon. All exhibitors wishing to be weighed to be eligible to show at the 2017 Cass County Fair, Iowa State Fair, or Exarban should be in line by noon in order to be eligible for those events. Also this time of year with the holidays, poinsettias are the topic this week with our yard and garden specialists. Poinsettias are always a colorful seasonal plant to have around the home. However, poinsettias do require special care to reach their full potential. Poinsettias are available in a wide range of colors. Red is certainly the most popular. However, poinsettias are also available in a variety of other colors, even multicolored or marbled. The colorful part of the poinsettia, which is commonly referred to as the flowers, are actually modified leaves or bracts. The true flowers are yellow to green button-like objects located in the center of the bracts and not that noticeable. When selecting a poinsettia, you should choose a plant with dark green foliage and brightly colored bracts. The true flowers should be shedding little to no pollen. You want to avoid poinsettias with wilted foliage, broken stems, or few leaves, as these will not stay through the holiday season. To prevent damage from cold temperatures, when you are purchasing a poinsettia, purchase it at the end of your shopping trip, place it in a plant sleeve, or carefully wrap it in some sort of bag before going outdoors, and immediately set the plant in a warmed or heated vehicle. Exposing it to cold temperatures, even for a short time, may cause the bracts and leaves to blacken and drop off. As soon as you get home, unwrap the poinsettia and place it near a sunny window or other well-lit location, but don't let the plant touch the cold window pane, and keep it away from cold drafts or heat sources, such as directly over heat vents, as this may cause too much drying of the plant. Poinsettias prefer temperatures between 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, so indoors during the winter is an ideal place. Water needs can be determined by checking the soil surface with your finger. Check the potting soil daily, and when it becomes dry to the touch, water until water flows out the bottom of the pot. As many poinsettias are placed inside decorative pot covers, when you're watering, you want to carefully remove that water the plant in the sink and then place the poinsettia back in the pot cover once most of the water has flowed through. Also keep in mind, contrary to popular belief, the poinsettia is not poisonous. However, it is also not intended for human or animal consumption, and it is still advisable to keep it out of reach of pets, children, etc. A potential health concern with a poinsettia is an irritation to the skin. When the stem is cut or broken, there is a milky sap that oozes from the wound site, and some individuals may develop a skin irritation if this milky sap comes in contact with their skin. And finally, in this holiday season, and of course year-round, keep in mind that the Iowa Concern Hotline is a resource to Iowans. December brings many Iowans to counting their holiday shopping days, but also wondering how far their money will stretch. If you're trying to do some holiday shopping, refinance a business, take out a loan, plan for taxes, you may have financial stress as we head into the holidays. You can call or chat online with the Iowa Concern Hotline. provided by ISU Extension and Outreach, a toll-free phone number, live chat capabilities, and a website. Services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at no charge. Iowa Concern provides access to stress counselors, an attorney for legal education, as well as information and referral services for a wide variety of topics. To reach Iowa Concern, you can call 1-800-447-1985. You can also visit their website by searching Iowa Concern Hotline to do a live chat with a stress counselor in a one-on-one secure environment, review the Frequently Asked Questions database, or email an expert regarding your questions on legal, financial, stress, crisis, or disaster issues. All personal information given to the Iowa Concern Hotline is kept confidential. Again, that is the Iowa Concern Hotline, a free, confidential 24-hour resource to Iowans. Toll free at 1-800-447-1985 or visit them on the web at Iowa Concern Hotline. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.